With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden's campaign is digging in as calls are growing for him to exit the 2024 race. The New York Times says VP Kamala Harris told major Democratic donors, "We are going to win the election." Former President Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, will hold their first joint campaign rally today. It's an indoor event in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vance is scheduled to hold a solo rally in his home state of Ohio on Monday. Businesses and governments worldwide experienced hours-long disruptions Friday as a widespread technology outage affected services across industries. Flights were grounded. Numerous hospitals, small businesses, and government offices were disrupted. Airline passenger Logan Lester says he feels for the people who've had travel plans ruined.
I feel awful for everybody whose flights are getting canceled. People going to things like funerals or stuff of that situation. This is unacceptable.
At the heart of the massive disruption is CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity firm that provides software to scores of companies worldwide. The company said the problem happened when it deployed a faulty update to computers running Microsoft Windows. Also at SRNNews.com, a delay in implementing a new Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments be posted in classrooms.
The delay until at least November was agreed to by the state and by parents of various religious backgrounds who are suing against the Christian symbol being placed in classrooms. They say it violates First Amendment language forbidding the government from establishing religion. But backers of the law say the Ten Commandments belong in school since they are a historical part of the foundation of U.S. law. This delay allows more time for the courts to rule on the litigation.
This is SRN News. A Christian photographer fights for freedom in New York.
Emily Carpenter doesn't want to work on gay weddings, but the state's non-discrimination act would force her to do just that. Carpenter is fighting that law, and now the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that her suit can continue. The justices say a lower court must reconsider its ruling against Carpenter, given last year's Supreme Court decision that a Christian web designer cannot be compelled to build websites for gay weddings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea's highest court has ruled that same-sex couples are eligible to receive the same health insurance benefits as heterosexual couples. The South Korean Supreme Court decided that the state health insurance agency's refusal to provide spousal insurance coverage for gay couples is an act of discrimination that violates the constitutional principle of equality. The ruling is final and cannot be appealed. This is SRN News. The Israeli military says a drone that hit a building in Tel Aviv, killing one person, was most likely launched from Yemen.
Israel's military spokesman said this was a drone made by the Iranians, upgraded to extend its range so it could reach Tel Aviv from Yemen. He said the Israelis had detected it, but hadn't tried to shoot it down because of human error. The Houthis are backed by Iran. Earlier, they declared the strike was conducted with a new drone capable of bypassing interception systems. It hit a residential area of Tel Aviv overnight. Israel says it will further assess the situation before it determines how it will respond.
The lights are still coming back on in the Houston area after Hurricane Beryl made landfall July 8th. The number of residents still without power has shrunk, but it's still in the thousands. As of last check, at least 6,000 customers were still waiting for service to be restored. More details at srnnews.com.